More comment from listeners over His Majesty King Abbott's continued leap into rule by decree. Victor wrote, "Oh, the puppet Abbott, just doing what his puppeteers Bill Gates and cronies want him to do. I wonder when Abbott's call for the 2 minutes hate will follow. It's tragic when a society doesn't understand they are subject of wargaming from the institutional level." Listener T posted, "As I was entering Walmart today, I was stopped by a young lady outside the store, mask on and following state-mandated instructions. She informed me of the governor's mandate. I did not have a mask on, and I asked if I could still enter the store. Of course, she said yes. She was just letting me know. As I gathered my items, I stopped to check other items, just curious. Everyone I checked was made in China. I smirked and became angry and thought, over 50% of the items in Walmart are from China. Even the 4th of July apparel and other items are from the country that let the flu escape. They continue letting in items from China, but we have to wear a mask? Insanity, thy name is America. I'm done with Walmart and I'm ashamed of Abbott." Jackie wrote about her husband who cannot wear a mask for health reasons. She wrote, "We went to vote at United on 4th and Slide and the signs were already posted about wearing masks in their store. Oh well, early voting was closed today anyway. I guess if you want to vote early next week, you'll have to do so with a mandated mask." Actually, no one can be required to wear a mask to vote, and that's referenced in King Abbott's order. So go vote and vote for people in the runoff who are not nanny state lovers. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.